are you doing?
Honey, remember what you said to me the first time you met me?
I sure do. I said you were a cute little chicken.
Well, I got something to tell you about this cute little chicken. She has crow's feet.
You do not.
You don't even know what crow's feet are.
I do too. They're like pigeon toes.
No, they're little lines around the eyes. Come here, look. See?
Oh, honey, are you kidding? You're beautiful.
You're just being nice, Ricky.
I am not.
Well, it doesn't really bother me. I knew the day would come when I'd have crow's feet and your hairline started to recede, but I just didn't expect it so soon, that's all. But if you say I'm beautiful, I'll take your word for it. Because after all, you're the only one I have to please. All you have to do to make me happy is say that you still love me.
My hairline is starting to recede, huh?
Oh, honey, that's just a figure of speech. You haven't got anything to worry about.
I have to. I'm starting to lose my hair.
Ricky, don't be ridiculous.
My hairline is receding. Look, honey, look.
Are you crazy? You should have as much money as you have hair.
Well, I'm sure this much of my forehead didn't show before.
You're not serious. If your hairline was any lower, they'd have to bill you as Ricky Ricardo Boy Sheepdog.
Well, he's thick enough on top. But gee, that hairline.
Oh, so your hairline has receded a quarter of an inch. So what?
A quarter of an inch? Do you think it's that much?
And they say women are vain.
Vanity has nothing to do with this. I'm only thinking of my career.
Oh. Well, you'd make a nice fountain. What are you doing?
I think it's getting thin in the back. Right here, it's getting thin back here in the back.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Come on to bed, Baldy.
Baldy. Ay, qué barbaridad. Tienes razón. Se me va a caer el pelo y me va a llamar Baldy, como lo dicen a los viejos americanos aquí en este país. Qué horror.
Stop muttering in Spanish.
I refuse. I won't do it. I will not get bald.
Well, don't talk to me. Speak to your scalp. Look, you're not losing your hair, and even if you were, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Worry wouldn't do it any good.
Certainly not.
No.
Good night, darling.
I wonder how I look without any hair.
Ricky, good night.
Oh. Night.
Night, honey.
I thought it might rain.
Well, now that you mention it, the ceiling does look pretty cloudy.
My head was cold. Besides, you never can tell when the plaster might fall down.
All right, all right. I'm not asking you.
You got any jam?
Yep.
What? And what's the big idea of that?
You're right, the ceiling doesn't look any too safe.
Is my toast ready?
Coming up. Off your head. I feel like I'm having breakfast in a beanery. Well, what are you wearing your hat for anyway?
Well, so I wouldn't get embarrassed with everybody staring at my receding hairline.
Oh, I give up.
And please, no more jokes about it. This is a serious matter.
All right, who's making jokes?
I'll see you later.
Hi.
Hi, Luz.
Hi. What's the matter with you? Oh, I'm just thinking about Ricky. He's off on a new kick. He thinks he's getting bald.
Ricky? Bald?
Yeah, he actually thinks his hairline is receding. He wore a hat at breakfast.
Wait a minute. It's no laughing matter, Ethel. I can understand how he feels now that my hairline has started to recede.
Oh, honey, your hairline isn't starting to recede. Let me see. Turn around.
Never mind, I got plenty hair. Comes way down over my eyes.
Yeah, you better cut it. People think you're a girl.
Very comical.
Oh, Lucy, you're kidding about Ricky. Well, he's got lots of hair.
I know it, but he's got this crazy idea and he believes it. I gotta snap him out of it somehow.
How?
Well, I thought maybe I'd invite someone over that was really bald, just to point up the comparison.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, now, who do we know that's bald?
Yeah.
Fred, would you,
Would I what?
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thanks.
What are you laughing at, Curly?
I was just thinking of what Lucy's in for.
What?
Well, Ricky will start trying one hair-restoring treatment after another. Just like every other man when he thinks he's getting bald.
What kind of treatments?
Well, you wouldn't believe some of them. Massages, tonics, poultices, scalp scrapers, suction devices, freezing the scalp, burning the scalp. Why, a man will try anything if he thinks he's losing his hair.
Fred, you've given me an idea. I'm going to give Ricky scalp treatments. And they're going to be so drastic that he'd be glad to forget the whole thing.
It won't work.
Why not?
Nothing has ever been invented that a man won't try if he thinks he can get his hair back.
Oh, yeah? Well, you haven't heard of the Lucy Ricardo torture system of hair restoring.
Thank you.
Oh. Well, how do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Mr. Thurlow. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get some preparations that will grow hair.
Oh, I see. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, it's nothing, nothing. Now, what did you have in mind?
Well, my husband thinks that he's losing his hair, and I'd like to get several kinds of preparations.
I see. Mrs.
Ricardo.
Mrs. Ricardo, every case that comes to my attention requires its own special treatment. Mm-hmm. And now, I can't do anything unless you're willing to be frank with me. Mm-hmm. Just how bald are you?
Well, me? It isn't me, it's my husband.
Oh, your husband, yes.
Of course. Of all the nerve. You think I actually came in here to buy all these things for myself?
Oh, no, no, no. Farthest thought from my mind.
Well, that's better.
But,
But what?
You could at least let me show you a more realistic-looking wig than that.
Wig? This is my own hair.
Oh, come now.
Well, it is, see? Stop.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, my goodness, so it is.
Now, if you don't mind, would you please show me some of those hair-growing things?
What would you like? We have ointments, salves, creams, tonics, scrapers, vibrators, suction devices, and agitators. Would you like me to demonstrate them?
No, you just pick out some for me.
Yes, madam.
Pick out the ones that smell the worst and hurt the most.
Yes, madam.
Waiting for you to call me. How did the torture treatment work?
Ethel, I just didn't have the nerve to do it to him. You should have seen some of the things I was going to use.
Awful, huh?
Yeah, there must be some less drastic way to snap him out of it.
Well, I still say your original idea was a good one.
What was that?
Surrounding with people who are really bald and make him realize how much hair he has.
Bald people, a lot of them. Yeah, that might work. I'm going to give a party and everybody there is going to be as bald as a billiard ball. Will you help me?
You don't expect me to shave my head, do you?
No. I wonder how many bald-headed men we know. I want this place looking like a sea of honeydew melons.
Well, I can ask Fred.
Wait a minute. Why didn't I think of this before? I know a man who can put his finger on 100 bald heads.
Who?
Mr. Thurlow, the hair restorer man.
Hi.
Hi.
Lucy, don't count on Fred. He's not coming to your bald-headed party.
Why not?
When I asked him, he got highly insulted and stalked out of the room, and I haven't seen him since.
Aw, too bad. Well, I guess we'll have enough without him.
Can I help you with anything?
Yeah, honey, put some of those around for me, will you? Okay.
How'd Mr. Thurlow get all those men to come here tonight, anyway?
Well, it seems that they all took treatments at the same time, and he told them it was a class reunion.
Oh, bless their little bald heads.
There they are.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Thurlow.
Good evening, Mrs. Ricardo.
Come in, gentlemen.
May I present Mr. Johnson, Mr. Miller, and Mr. Davis.
How do you do? And this is Mrs. Mertz, Mr. Thurlow.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Miller, and Mr. Davis.
How do you do?
There are six more coming.
Oh, fine, fine. Now, may I take your hats, gentlemen?
Mrs. Ricardo, I had a tough time getting the boys to come. I had to promise you'd give them dinner.
Dinner? Oh, well, I guess we can take them out somewhere.
And I have to promise you give them each $10.
$10? And there are six more coming? $90.
Gee whiz.
Well, we do have $100 that we keep for emergencies. Well, I guess this is an emergency. Pardon me. There you are, $90.
Thank you, Mrs. Ricardo. Okay, boys, let me have your hats. There you are.
Mr. Thurlow!
Well, business hasn't been so good lately. I need the $10. Thank you.
Sit down, gentlemen. All I can say is this better work.
Oh, Fred, come on in.
Hello, Lucy.
Gee, I'm so glad you could come. Good old Fred. He always comes through in a pinch.
Ah, shucks.
Could I have your hat, Fred?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess that evens things up. Excuse me. Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
I won't be able to get home. I got a lot of work to do.
Oh, honey. Can't you just get home for a minute?
What for?
Well, I have a new treatment I want to try on you for baldness.
Well, it'll just have to wait.
But it can't wait. It's a very expensive treatment.
Well, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I got a lot of work to do. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Is he coming home?
No, darn it. This is what I get for being so soft-hearted. It cost me $100.
What now?
Torture system, here I come.
Lucy! I'm in here, dear, in the kitchen. Look very continental.
Yeah. What's all this stuff?
Well, I went down to one of those hair restoring places today, and I am going to give you scalp treatments to make your hair grow back.
Scalp treatments?
Yeah.
You think these things really work?
They're guaranteed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Come on, sit down. Let's get started.
All right.
Your roots won't know what hit them. There we are. Now, you just relax. Now, first we're going to wake up your scalp with a stimulating vibration.
Honey, cut it out, will you?
Now, honey, you want to grow hair, don't
you? Yeah, yeah.
Your whole scalp tingle, doesn't it?
Yeah. My head feels like it's on fire.
Good. That means we got your scalp on the run. Now for a little brush job.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Yes. I read all the instructions. Now, this is the one that really does the trick.
Honey, my eyes, I don't... My eyebrows are awry. I don't need any hair.
We're making progress. Your scalp has a nice, red, healthy-looking glow.
You sure it isn't blood?
Oh. Here, try this on for size.
What's this for?
To cover the mustard plaster.
The mustard plaster?
Yeah, after you get the mustard plaster on, you wear the stocking to bed.
I wear the stocking to bed?
Yep.
Well, I don't get it, but I'll do it.
Ha 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 ha!
treatment is very gooey. After I get the mustard plaster on your head, you wear a stocking over it all night.
Oh, I didn't know.
Honey, it's awfully tight.
Well, I'm sorry, that's the biggest stocking I could find. Ow! Honey! Take it off!
I'm only doing what you told me to do.
Now, never mind. You wear it on top like a cap. I'll fix it later. Here, now you hold on to that. Leave that right there now. Put your neck in here and hold on to the boat. Put your head over.
What are you putting on now?
Oil to lubricate your scalp. To marinate your scalp.
Anchovies, make a Caesar salad. What is that? What are you doing? What is that?
You have to bake for 20 minutes.
Is that the end of the treatment?
Yeah, that's it, but we have to do that every other night for 6 months.
6 months, huh?
Yeah, how about that?
Well, you know something?
What?
My scalp is tingling. I can feel something happening already.
Yeah, well, you have to do it every other night, you know.
I think we ought to do it every night.
What?
Then my hair will grow in faster.
Mr. Thurlow was played by Milton Parsons. Lucy is a Desilu production.